Creates Art Podcast. Project, National Poetry Writing Month, 2024, Day 29. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I bring my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So it's April at the time I'm recording this, April of 2024, and it's National Poetry Writing Month. And you're probably asking yourself, hey, what is National Poetry Writing Month? Well, it's a movement to kind of bring poetry to the forefront and expose people to different poets that they may not have been exposed to in the past. And it really demonstrates the power of poetry and how important it is in our daily life. And it also, when I was growing up, poetry was taught in English class and it was kind of pushed to the corner. So you had the poetry corner. And I always hated that. And it was really sing-songy and always rhymed. And we didn't study the poets that I wanted to study. So your next question is probably, hey, how can I participate in National Poetry Writing Month? What do I need to do? Is there a secret handshake? Is there any dues that I have to pay? Is it free? What do I got to do this? Well, I use a website. It's called naporimo.net. That's N-A-P-O-W-R-I-M-O.net. And I go there and I get my prompt each and every day. And then I write a poem to that prompt. Now, that prompt can be in different styles or different formats or different subject matter, what have you. But there's always something there to go ahead and do. And then they have a chat section there where you can put your poem or your link to your website. What I do is I put a link to the podcast episode that corresponds with the prompt and let people read it from there. So what does that do for me? Well, it exposes me to other poets that may not have heard about me or read my works, and then I get to see them as well and read their works and get exposed to them. It builds a great sense of community, which as artists, we all need to have that community around us to support us. So it does a lot of things for you if you decide to go ahead and accept the challenge. The other thing is that nobody's sitting on your shoulder. If you miss a day or if you don't quite respond to the prompt or if you want to use your own prompt, nobody's sitting on your shoulder saying, you did it wrong. It's you participate however, in whatever way you want to. This year has been a little bit tough for me because my MS has been kicking up and energy levels have been a little bit low. Plus, it's also financial literacy month. And in my day job, I run a financial wellness program. So April tends to be a tad bit busy for me when doing this, but you know what? It's A-okay. And this is my fifth year in a row of doing National Poetry Writing Month on this podcast, you know, taking a break from our normal programming and doing this challenge. Why do I do that? Well, if I'm going to ask you to create, I need to be creating as well. So it helps me flex my muscles, and it shows you that, yeah, you can do this too. So let's go ahead and get on with the prompts. The prompt, optional as always, it says, if you've been paying attention to pop music news over the past couple of weeks, you may know that Taylor Swift released a new double album titled The Tortured Poets Department. In recognition of this occasion, Merriam-Webster, the dictionary company, put together a list of 10 words from Taylor Swift songs. We hope you don't find this too torturous on yourself, but we'd like to challenge you to select one of the 10 words and write a poem that uses the word as its title. Now, I have youngins around here, and they love Taylor Swift. My wife loves Taylor Swift. I'm not a huge fan, but, you know, I can respect, and I can say that, you know, she has done a lot for music, and she's done a lot for her community. So kudos to her for doing what she does. Am I going to go and buy a Taylor Swift album or listen to Taylor Swift? Only if my kids demand that I do. So, but I found these words, and a few of them were pretty good. So the one that I'm doing today is titled Albatross. The chip on my shoulder grew legs and wings and started to strangle me. It fed me regurgitated lies and was my sole source of nourishment. The weight on my shoulders got so bad that I stooped when I walked. My head was always down. I was focused on what was behind me instead of the path before me. I felt comfortable. I felt safe in my solitude. I felt good that I would be the harbinger of my destruction. But then I got tired of being tired. I got tired of having the weight I didn't need. I saw others who didn't struggle like I did, and I wanted what they had. So I stopped eating the food. I pried off the wings and feet, and I threw the bird off my shoulders. I was able to leap. I was able to find new food. I was able. My back straightened, my steps increased, and I was able to do more. Be more. All right, so that is my submission to you today for National Poetry Writing Month, Day 29. Hope you enjoyed that poem. And if you would like to reach out to me and tell me what you're doing, if you're participating in National Poetry Writing Month or doing something else, feel free to email me. Timothy@createartpodcast.com is where you can find me. If you have an idea for a topic that you'd like me to discuss or if you'd like to appear on the show, yes, I do interviews, and there's a few coming up here in the next few weeks. Definitely get in contact with me. If you have critiques of the show, I do read those emails as well, and I try to incorporate them whenever I can. So definitely let me know about that. Basically, I want this podcast to be a 5-star podcast in your eyes. I want you to be able to share this podcast with friends and feel confident that they're going to get something out of it, just like you're getting something out of it. On your podcast app of choice, there's a share button. Feel free to go ahead and do that. I promise not to bite off your fingernails. Speaking about sharing a podcast with friends, I run another one called Find a Podcast About. You can find it at findapodcastabout.xyz. And what I do there is I listen to other podcasts, review them, and then bring them back to you, the ones that I really enjoy. So that way, you can find your next binge-worthy podcast and outsmart that algorithm. What I'm basically doing is giving you the opportunity to listen to stuff that I listen to and telling you why I listen to it, and then bringing on the host, if they're available, and have them talk to you about their journey, their podcast journey, their inspiration, maybe get some behind-the-scenes stuff there. So definitely check out that podcast. All right, it's time for me to get on with my day. It's time for you to get on with your day. So again, thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate it. From all the listeners from across the world. We have people from Romania. My Romanian people are there. We have people from Canada. We have people from Mexico. All the countries. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to give this a listen. But now it's time for you to go out there and tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. Go out there, write some poetry, and make some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you again soon.